And Go Naked Punch that Ryan had purchased the stuff.
Actually, it's
the green stuff.
It's a Dave Haney mixture. It allows 1 quart of beer, 1/5 of gin, and the rest is lemonade.
Lemonade.
So all mixed together.
I would leave too. So okay. So here's this girl who's a proper Indian kind of, you know, princess, whatever the hell she is, and she's in the party with us, and she gets so lit off
she's
this stuff.
Very, 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 very.
She was probably very sheltered and didn't understand really what was in this stuff. She goes back to their hotel room and calls her parents while she's completely smoked. It was so funny because poor Petro is just like sweating bullets
because he's supposed to be taking care of the daughter and making sure that she has a good, safe time while she's in America.
Yes.
And she did. I mean, she was very well taken care of.
And she was very safe, too, even though she was completely smashed.
I think it was the throwing up in the lobby that caused the most.
I didn't realize she was puking. I don't think so.
She did retch. She did have some retching.
I don't think so.
That's
legend.
You saw it. I mean, you were there a lot. You were predicting. She was flirting.
Yeah.
She was flirting with Todd Griffith.
But she did go back to her room and call her parents, right?
And luckily,
while she was blitzed.
We're all very, very honorable gentlemen.
Absolutely. We would never do anything on
had she been anywhere else. It would not have been. Not have been a very positive experience for her coming to America.
Oh, man.
Yeah, true.
In fact that she was like 16 or something when it stopped, you know.
No, she was 21.
Right.
Remember?
I swear, officer, that's what the license said.
That was...
I know, it's great.
In all fairness to them, though, I think she did have a great time.
Oh, absolutely. We all have a good time
just
always.
Her parents wondering why she called at that odd hour. And
you know, a little inebriated.
The first time. It's probably kind of shocking.
Yeah, and I'm sure Petra lost a little face on that one, but hey.
And Todd will tell you what happened.
It was all fun.
No comment.
More gossip, please. Yeah, what other stories do we have from shows?
Exactly.
God, what else have we done?
What date was that? I wasn't there. I don't think so.
Okay. No. I'm thinking like 6 different events. You got to narrow it down for me. Cool Thing plays. Oh, remember the time you guys weren't there in Ohio in '99 when Joe boinged one of the cue balls at the place with the Ohio show when you took a cue ball and like a red magic marker and painted a boing ball on the thing. That was probably not nice.
And then, as we were leaving, the...
It's a Joe story.
And then
well,
as we were
Bob
leaving,
and Bohush aren't
the waiter
here,
came
so.
Out and was like, did you do this to the ball? Did you do this to the ball? I was like, it's okay. There's no charge. And then he's like, no, you can't do this. And I got his rag that he had on his waist, picked it up, and started polishing the ball.
And it came off?
Came right
okay.
off, yeah. And then he was like, oh. We're like, well, I should have charged you for that.
No.
And I gave him the ball, and we were out of there. Went
okay.
back, and they had a great time, because...
Medieval times.
Medieval
End
times,
all,
the
be all story. But we're not going to talk about it. We're going to throw the teaser. We're going to leave it. Maybe later we'll get into the medieval times story.
Of the medieval times where we all
You got them all? You got to bring them. With Holger and the Petro? Yeah.
I have Holger Cruises. I have Petros.
Yeah. I so wanted to be the princess. But God damn it.
I know. They had to pose
I had. I got the flower and everything.
I should. I was gonna bring the.
It was bad.
You know the Boeing Mace.
Yeah, you still have that.
Still have the Boeing Mace.
Boeing Mace was cool when he's like riding
the red
around
and
with
white
you.
Team one.
Yes.
That's all. That was the main. Part.
Yes. Oh man, the times we've had at these shows, bussing over and all.
And also at parties afterwards on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Studio 312 and Studio.
No 110.
110.
Studio 110.
First one, Studio 110.
Look, he's bringing it up too. He didn't even hear me before.
Studio 110 was the first time in St. Louis. No. Yes.
My friend says, keep talking, Tech Mage. It's all getting recorded. Yes, recorded for posterity's sake. Yes. These things can never be forgotten. Oh, my God.
At Studio 110, we had the Mind Eye color organ running and playing
yes.
mods while the Mind Eye was
Mr.
doing the
Alcohol
color
Labs
organ.
Talking. I'm sure you guys got some stories. Yes. They're lining up for the banquet already.
Alcohol Labs?
I don't even have
audio labs. Oh.
Yeah, no. I suppose we are. Yeah, whatever.
What is that?
I don't have the
Floyd?
I don't have a ticket.
This is a microphone. I know you're
ticket.
A videographer, but there's this
I never
other
got one. I mean, I haven't even paid
videographer?
Yet, I'll pay tomorrow.
Sorry.
No, no, no. Oh, God. No, I owe like $300 for this shit. I'll pay tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll try. We got to get in line. I got to get...
Yeah.
Sherry.
Laser... Oh, yeah, the laser pointers in Ohio. Thanks for reminding me, Knight. Yes. Okay. Ah! Oh, he's got a green one, of course. A green laser pointer. Hey... So he brings out a green laser pointer, and I freak into the... I walk into this restaurant. There's a Mexican place. There's like 10 people in there. I'm looking at 13 lasers. It was crazy. It was crazy. They were like flashing at people, and the security guards saying, turn that off! And because the show was kind of poorly attended, and like the only thing really to do was to play with the laser pointers.
How many people are on right now?
Where'd it go?
Put it in those two places
okay.
over there.
34. Yep. I mean, I have it on the webcam. Let's take a quick look at the webcam just to see what it's like. Probably. There's been worse. I got a belt on these days because I've been doing this. Okay. So this is going to download. Yeah. Let's see. Jeez. I probably should have changed that graphic, huh? Those images look pretty damn good. I'm really happy with those. Yeah, I know. I'm working on that.
Is the sale price still the same?
I'm sure Kermit would take $129. You know the other thing too, the VLAB card is grabbing at 780 by whatever, and I'm scaling it down. If I had bandwidth, I wouldn't need to scale it down. What are you guys doing?
I'm gonna look at my webcam.
No, don't do that. Don't suck down my bandwidth for that. No, I would turn this off. I'm trying to stream, guys. Come on. 36 people. Really cool site, shit. Oh, yeah, Sophia at ClickBoom at Montreal 95. Oh, that made the show, no doubt. I still have the thing she gave me with the sign on it. The audio is perfect in Kyoto, Japan.
Oh, sweet.
Thank you. Okay, whoever's listening to us in Japan, this is not karaoke, so we're not going to be singing. Sorry, I had to throw that in. No, I think I know this guy. I think it's, I don't know. Maybe if I hit enter. Oh, there's several of them. Yeah, like three of them left. I don't know. Welcome. Yeah. Shoot. Chuck can vouch for me. Are you going to film later, right? Yeah. What's up? No, I think we're done with the room for now, but probably when this is over, like 9:30, 10-ish, I'll probably want to move this stuff back in there. Is that doable? Yeah, I will. Okay, thanks, man. Greg Scott trying to hit on the chick at the bar at Master Ice. No. Hans Wolf trying to pick up the 14-year-old model when Rick comes over and starts, like, hugging him and, like, blowing in his ear and saying he missed him. Oh, that was funny. It was funny. Sorry, I'm talking to the people. Just stories from shows past. We have this nasty habit of colliding conventions, and one time we ran into a model convention, so we got all these, like, computer geeks and, like, these, like, models. It was just a very interesting mix that time. We had a lot of fun. A lot of fun. It gets interesting. You know, and I'm pissed at Hans. He was going to try to get out here, but I knew he wasn't going to make it, that bastard. Yes, I'm pissed at Mr. Wolf. Yes, Hans. Damn it, Hans. wasn't that up in Canada? No. Crap, I don't have a ticket. Yeah, I do, but I mean, I paid and everything, but I just don't have a ticket. He never gave me one, because they didn't give me a thing. Yeah, I know. I'm fine. No, I'm not going to win the prize. Okay, guys. I'm going to just leave the audio where it is. So, I don't have enough cable to reach over to where I'm going to be sitting. Oh, yeah, it's OSS, of course. Toyota User Group. No, not for the mic. Meeting is in 1.5 hours. Cool. There's a user group meeting, and they're going to be listening in. That's awesome. That is exactly what I want. You are my friend now. Oh, Venom's ringing. Yeah, it's Kermit's. Yeah. Well, exchange. Okay, so I know I'm winding down. They're starting to seat people for the banquet. And then they're going to be excusing tables at a time for the thing. So, yeah. So we have our table stakes. So I'm going to stay here until they actually call our table. And then I'm going to go chow down. And then we'll just enjoy the banquet with everyone else. Ooh, that would have been nice to have feedback on that. But I think we'll be okay if we run it from here. Yeah, of course. Yeah, why not? So people can watch in. It's a 30-second refresh. They'll catch it. Hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah. Cool. You kidding?
No, I'm not.
Of course I got it all set. What are you talking about, man? Hi, are you, Oh, it's nice to meet you. My name's Bill. It's very nice to meet you. Welcome.
He's doing our webcast for the world.
So do you stay away from the Amiga stuff as much as possible, or?
Well, I'm learning more and more about it.
It's excellent. Excellent. So, I mean, thanks a bunch. This is great. It's working out quite well. This is my brother, Rob. He's tapping my foot to remind me to introduce him.
This is my wife, you. Good to meet you.
I'm sorry. When I have this thing in front of me, I do weird stuff. So.
It's okay.
Great. So I have the microphone hooked in. We got a camera on the projection over there. We have a camera on him. We are so hooked up. This is good. Good stuff. Excellent. Thank you. It takes a lot of work, but yes, it does. It is good. Let's see. He's the guy who brings this to us, Brian Deemer, Deming. I always forget his name. Ooh, I do not have my banquet ticket. No, not at all. Are those guys sitting over there? Or I'm not sitting there. If I go sit there, then people will sit there. Did Joanne already sit yet? I don't think so. Flag the cool people sit with us. Yeah. Yeah. There's lots of things happening. There's a switch on it. You can just pull it out. Don't turn it on, talk.
Everything Bill said was a lie.
Just kidding, Bill.
Which Bill? Me or McEwen is the question. Okay, everything I've said is a lie, which is not true, because everything you say is the truth. He's got ears. It's true. Well, yeah, but that's the only universe I know. Ah, the new tech. Hey, Kermit! That's where we're sitting. Aw. Hey, Chuck, you never gave me a banquet ticket. So can I get food still, or not? Oh, that's true.
Did I owe you one, or...?
Yeah. I'll cut the check tomorrow for the booth and include that.
Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah. That's right, you had to...
Because you couldn't find my packet.
I remember you got yours.
Yeah. Oh my God, there's a camera on me. Stage fright! Okay, 43 people, excellent. Oh, your butt gets so much traffic. I mean, it's just talk of the town. Oh, God. Everyone's like, who's that hot chick? It's great. And people have been asking for you all day.
Go to hell.
Jerry tells you all to go to hell.
That's awesome. Tell him.
I just did, Jerry. Yeah. Jerry told y'all to go straight to hell. That's right. Because Harold's been asking for you. Everybody. I mean, hell, in 2 minutes when Jerry hits, it'll just be all Jerry going up to the IRC channel. He wanted to talk to you. But maybe tomorrow he'll get some time, because I know today was kind of busy. Tomorrow's generally a little slower. So, oh, I got one more ticket for the banquet. Over the short end, I think. Born and raised in Texas. Oh, good God, Jerry. Oh, yeah. Like I said, 24/7 of Jerry. So, I'm going to have to tune out here in a few minutes because we're going to do the whole food thing. So, where is Joanne?
That's where we're going to go.
I don't even see them. They must be seated already. Banquet's kind of small.
Good evening and welcome.
Do you have a banquet ticket?
It's great to see all of you here, and I didn't know the sound was that good in here.
Good. Steve's here. We got it all set up.
Can you hear it now? Okay.
Sounds good up here.
I mean, I can hear it bouncing off the walls, folks. There we go.
So I need you to tell me how
the
other speaker's going.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to our AMU-West 2002 banquet. And I know it's going to be a lot of interesting things that are happening this evening. So let's just go ahead and have the head table come on down and start the line. And all the rest of you can fall in behind the head table people. And we'll let Bill have cuts when he gets here. Apparently he's still working. So welcome, and I hope the food's good. No, I know it's good. It's very good. So enjoy.
Yeah, I can, actually. Cool. I'll bring my camera as I go through the banquet line, and we'll take pictures of it. And we'll broadcast that out later tomorrow when we have nothing else to do. Through the banquet line? Actually, speaking of that, we're probably going to lose that wireless in this mess. Oh, we got people shot. Because there's people standing in front of the screen. Uh-oh, we better get in the banquet line. I guess not. Oh, well. So I guess we're late. Huh? Huh? Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah. I want Jerry. Do you remember that night back in St. Louis 98 when we first met Jerry Bryan? That was a wonderful moment. And we had the, 99 or maybe even 2000, who cares in the year. And we had the plasma ball and we put on it the Amiga thing in copper so that the plasma would tickle it with the Amiga logo. That was very cool stuff, and we need to follow through on that one. That'd make a really good gift for someone. Ah, yes, yes, yes. I remember that night. I know. And you know what the worst part is? Exactly the same. If you took a picture, I mean, it's a little cleaner now because I've recently messed with it, but if you took a picture of it in there and in here, it's the same stuff. I love it. And this has been working great, and the monitor's big help. Big, big, big help. We have OSS 524 is over in Japan. They're about to start the their user group meeting. So he'll be online, and their user group meeting will show up, and they'll be able to interact. Hopefully after, we should have McEwen on here, which would be nice. I got a camera set up on the projection over there. So every slide he shows, you know, we'll grab those images. We're going to hook this camera, which is I'm going to film the banquet up for the headshot. I got a live feed coming off his mic directly into my mixer, so we're going to have perfect audio going out. Damn it, I love it when this comes together. Although last year was best. Last year's was absolute phenomenally best because they had all the audio and all the video run into a mixer. And I was taking feed out of that thing directly into the broadcast system. So when they would do camera switches and all of it, I had it all. So this is close to that. But, I mean, considering it took me 45 minutes to set up all of this junk from the bank, from the hall into here, and then I got to go set it all up again for tomorrow morning.